Right now on the phone, I have Dr. Fua Cooper, and she is a scholar, an author, and a poet. She's earned her PhD in Canadian history in the African diaspora with a focus on Black communities of the 19th century Ontario. Her doctoral dissertation was a biography on Henry Bibb, the renowned anti-slavery crusader. Further, she has done extensive work on Mary Bibb as a school teacher and an abolitionist reformer. And Afua has also done groundbreaking work on enslavement of Black people in Canada. Such research has resulted in the hanging of Angelique, the untold story of slavery in Canada, and the burning of Old Montreal. Released in the United States by the University of Georgia Press. The French language version was published in 2007. Angelique has become a national bestseller and was nominated for the Governor General's Award in 2006. Angelique has now gone in its third printing, and after almost 2 years of publication, is still on the Canadian bestseller list since November 2007. And Dr. Cooper's work on Canadian Black history and slavery has made her the leading authority on such topics. Afua is also a well-known poet, having published 5 books of poetry, the latest of which is Copper Woman, and other poems. So in 2007, Dr. Cooper served as the coordinator of the and advisor to the Ontario Bicentenary of the Abolition of the British Slave Trade Initiative for the Government of Ontario. And Afua is currently, I don't believe that's true, but okay, of Ontario. So thank you for joining us, Afua.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Okay, so as usual, because, you know, history, especially Black Canadian history, is like, it's so rare. We get bits and pieces. So you're a great source. And so let us know a little bit, and let our audience know a little bit of the story of Marie Joseph Angelique, and why is her story so important?
Well, Angelique was an enslaved Black woman who was living in Montreal from 1725 to 1734. And in April of 1734, the city of Montreal burnt at least half of it. And Angelique was accused of setting the fire, and she was eventually brought to trial and found guilty and was hanged on June 21st of the same year, 1734. So she forms part of, you know, the enslaved community in Canada. A lot of people are kind of surprised to learn that there was slavery in Canada. We often think of slavery as occurring in the United States and African-American slaves coming to Canada for freedom. Indeed, that is true, but that was way after Angelique and the presence of people like her in Canada. So I wrote that book about Angelique. I looked at the trial transcripts or the court documents and tried to humanize this woman. Was she the criminal they portrayed her to be, the arsonist? I wanted to show an enslaved woman, a woman who fought for her humanity and who claimed her humanity. You know, and I discovered a lot of things. She was born in Portugal. She was a Portuguese African. And she tried escaping from Montreal one or two times before the fire. And her desire was to return to Portugal. But you talk about the Black history in Canada. It's a part of history that's not told. Angelique's story, other stories of Black communities and Black pioneers, we don't know. So I have written this book about Angelique. I've written poems about Angelique. And on June 21st, which is the anniversary of her execution, I am paying poetic tribute to her. So this will be done through poetry. reading poems I've written about her, reading poems that speak to the Black experience in Canada and around the world. And just an evening to celebrate life. It's also the equinox, not the equinox, the solstice. It's the summer solstice. It's the beginning of summer, June 21st. So, you know, we hope to create a nice, fiery, intimate environment where we will be having question and answer, a discussion. There will be drummers, the Toronto drummers. Hamid Shah will also be playing the pan.
Yes.
The national instrument of Trinidad and Tobago.
Mm-hmm.
So we are hoping to pay tribute to Angelique and to have, like I said, an Irie environment where we can come together as a community and support each other.
Right.
And remember this woman.
Right.
Not as a criminal, but as a heroine.
Right.
As a freedom fighter.
And not just her, because I know you've written about a couple of people and did some small biographies, also children's books. And what is the significance in putting your works on the levels of children's books? Why do you think it's important?
Well, you know, oftentimes when we do a work, we pitch it to an adult audience.
Right.
But, you know, my two kids' books, the most recent ones, on Henry Babe and on Phyllis Wheatley, the poet, the writer, who wrote her first book of poetry while she was still enslaved and at the age of 18. And Henry Babe, who as a child endured slavery. So children were also enslaved. But as I said, oftentimes we pitch our stories to adults, forgetting that kids have to be able to engage these stories, these literatures, in at their level,
right,
and from their perspective. And that's why I wrote these two books. I'm writing two more.
Oh,
for
let
children.
Us know.
Yeah.
What are they about?
They are about similar themes. I wanted to look at the story of enslavement through the eyes of children, and also to fictionalize it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've done, but to look at it through the eyes of people who were real life people.
Hmm.
You know, so Phyllis Wheatley was a real life person. Likewise, Henry Babe. Henry Babe founded Canada's first Black newspaper, The Voice of the Fugitive. He started the African Canadian Press. And so they were realized people. And I'm looking at two other children who were enslaved, one from the Caribbean and another from the United States, and who endured enslavement as children, and to write stories from their perspective. So it's fiction. So it's really from my perspective, but it's seen through the eyes of a child.
Right. And these are stories... again and again, they're so important, like you said, for us to know them and for them to be passed on. So this is a great initiative that, you know, that you do. So
Yeah. Definitely
let our listeners know again where it's going to be,
okay,
who's involved, and how they can get more info.
Well, they can get more info by calling 647. No, that's not true. I'm giving the wrong information. By calling 416-801-1247. It will be held at the Lambadina restaurant. Lambadina restaurant, which is an Ethiopian restaurant at 875 Bloor Street West at Ossington. It's a popular spot known in Toronto. The Lambadina Resto Lounge, 875 Bloor Street West at Ossington. And it's next week, Tuesday, June 21st. Doors open 7 p.m. sharp, and performances begin at 8 p.m. We have surprise guest poets. We'll be having drummers. And again, we're asking for a $10 donation. The number to call is... 416-801-1247. or afuacooper.com on my website.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us, Afua.
Thank you very much.
All right.
People can also, for further information, they can, the PSA is being played on CHRY. So, it's there. AfuaCooper.com. Check my website.
Check out the website.
Lambadina Restaurant, 875 Blue Street, West at Huntington.
Okay.
And it's June 21st.
June 21st. Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
All right, and it starts at 6, and doors open at 6, starts at 7.
Yeah, doors open at 6. People can come, get a drink, meet friends, have a nice conversation. And I'll be also giving a slideshow on the Angelique story and on slavery in Canada. So it's a learning opportunity.
Well, that's good.
Be a learning opportunity.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you, Afua.
Thank you so much, Lidla.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.